A couple, John and Mary, had two lovely children. John had just been asked to go on a business trip and would be gone for several days. Mary would go along too. They hired a reliable woman to care for the children and made the trip, returning home a little earlier than they had planned. As they drove into their hometown, feeling glad to be back, they noticed smoke, and they went off their usual route to see what it was. They found a home in flames. Mary said, "Oh well, it isn't our fire, let's go home." But John drove closer and exclaimed, "That home belongs to Fred Jones, who works at the plant. He wouldn't be off work yet. Maybe there is something we could do." "It has nothing to do with us," protested Mary. But John drove up and stopped, and they were both horror-stricken to see the whole house in flames. A woman on the lawn was in hysterics, screaming, "The children! Get the children!" John grabbed her by the shoulder, saying, "Get a hold of yourself and tell us where the children are." "In the basement," sobbed the woman, "down the hall and to the left." In spite of Mary's protests, John bolted for the basement, which was full of smoke and scorching hot. He found the door and two children. As he left, he could hear some more whimpering. He delivered the two badly frightened and nearly suffocated children into waiting arms and started back, asking how many more children were down there. They told him two more, and Mary grabbed his arm and screamed, "John, don't go back. It's suicide. The house will cave in any second." But he ran into the smoke-filled hallway and into the room. At last, he found both children. As he stumbled up the endless steps, the thought went through his mind that there was something strangely familiar about the little bodies clinging to him. And at last, when they came out into the sunlight and fresh air, he found that he had just rescued his own children. The babysitter had left them at this home while she did some shopping.